USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a video conference with Governors, President Donald Trump called them weak and demanded tougher crackdowns on burning, looting, and other violence among the demonstrations. He also said the governors are making themselves look like fools for not calling up more of the National Guard as a show of force on city streets. Houston Chief of Police Art Acevedo was in an interview on CNN and had his response to the president's comments.
Let me just say this to the President of the United States on behalf of the police chiefs in this country. Please, if you don't have something constructive to say, keep your mouth shut. It's not about dominating. It's about winning hearts and minds. And let's be clear. We do not want people to confuse kindness with weakness. But we don't want ignorance. Speaking for my colleagues across the country where their officers are being injured, community members are being injured, and we need leadership now more than ever.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
The SpaceX astronauts made it to the International Space Station, and Tim Berg has an update.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight.
Former boxing champion Floyd Mayweather has offered to pay for George Floyd's funeral and memorial service, and the family has accepted the offer. Mayweather personally has been in touch with the family numerous times. According to the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, he will handle costs for the funeral on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston, as well as other expenses. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
75 is the new 45 for a member of the Rolling Stones, and Chris Barnes has more.
The first day of June marking Ronnie Wood's 73rd birthday and also his 45th anniversary with the legendary rock band. His first show with the Rolling Stones was at the Louisiana State University Assembly Center in Baton Rouge on his 28th birthday. The former member of the Faces replaced Mick Taylor with the Stones, and other guitarists who had been considered before Woods was hired were Jeff Beck and Peter Frampton. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball players ignored claims by clubs that they need to take additional pay cuts, instead proposing they receive a higher percentage of salaries and commit to a longer schedule as part of a counteroffer to start the coronavirus-delayed season. Players proposed a 114-game regular season, up from 82 in management's offer. Done that way, the World Series would extend past Thanksgiving. Opening day would be June 30th, and the regular season would end October 31st, nearly 5 weeks after the September 27th conclusion that Major League Baseball's proposal stuck to from the original season schedule. Major League Baseball's proposal would lower the 2020 salaries from $4 billion to approximately $1.2 billion. The union's offer would have total salaries at about $2.8 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.